Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is withdrawing as a nominee for the permanent job. And that leaves the Pentagon without a permanent leader at a potentially crucial time. Reva Gujon is the Vice President of Global Analysis at Stratfor. She joins us from Austin, Texas. Reva, what can you tell us about Mark Esper, the now acting Secretary of Defense?
Well, he has a very lengthy civilian and military career. He served in the first Gulf War. He shifted to the civilian side at the Pentagon. He worked on the Hill at the Heritage Foundation think tank. He was a lobbyist for Raytheon. That last bit is probably going to get the biggest scrutiny from Senate, but I don't think he's going to face that many barriers from the Senate. He largely looks uncontroversial in that he hasn't taken many strong policy positions. His focus is really on Army reform. And, you know, uncontroversial never sounded so good, arguably.
And do you expect him to simply stay as acting, or do you think he's a prospect to be a permanent Secretary of Defense?
I think it's too early to tell at this point. It's no secret that Trump prefers keeping his nominees in this acting capacity to test them out. But, you know, he's familiar with Mark Esper, and so he may advance to an official nomination.
With all these people in acting titles as opposed to permanent, what does that kind of instability in leadership do to the Department of Defense and U.S. foreign policy in general?
Well, of course, you know, it raises some questions on stability, but overall, I don't think you're going to see much of a policy shift. You know, the military as an institution has been able to proceed as business as usual on a number of different fronts. But right now, we're facing a number of converging crises. And at the forefront, of course, is Iran. We've seen two tanker attacks within a month of each other. And the president not wanting to get into a military conflict could embolden Iran to push harder and still create more triggers for a military confrontation, in which case there's going to be a lot of focus on the Secretary of Defense, either acting or permanent, on whether we will see continued U.S. restraint, a limited strike scenario, or something much bigger.
What do you think Patrick Shanahan's legacy will be?
I think he was the non-confrontational Secretary of Defense, certainly relative to Jim Mattis. That was where a lot of concern rose over whether we would see restraint out of the military and from the Secretary of Defense in particular when it comes to Trump's foreign policy. And under Shanahan, we have seen more of a strong leaning toward the hawks in the White House. And as a result, you are also seeing a major escalation in major foreign policy fronts, most notably Iran.
In the Trump administration, have you observed that the Secretary of Defense has a lot of power, or is the job totally subservient to President Trump at this point?
If you look at the evolution of the Trump White House, you can see a clear pattern where anyone who is going to openly challenge the president's policies is likely to be sidelined. And so overall, I think with the Secretary of Defense position, you know, when it comes to its ability to influence policy in a way that could act as a restraint and challenge the president, that influence has narrowed. And of course, with the National Security Advisor John Bolton in place, the Secretary of Defense has also weakened relative to that position, but still plays an important role, especially when we're talking about potential military action in the case of Iran, which is a scenario that Trump does not want, even if some of the hawks in his White House, like Bolton, may advocate for at least punitive strikes.
Reva Gujon is with the global intelligence firm Stratfor. Thanks, Reva.
Thank you.